Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Hei Omud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, beginning a brand new simon, Tuf Kuf Chavav, which deals with the halachos nebuch of mace on Yontif. If a person passes away on Yontif, so what do you do in terms of burial? Now, we are beginning with the Mechaber Sif Aleph, with the bottom of Kuf Mem Hei Omud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Meis Hamuto Lekover, Rechmano Litzlan, if a person is dead and he's waiting to be buried. So we know, of course, the general rule is that we try to bury people as soon as possible. We don't delay the mace. It's called halonas hames, nivel hames. We don't do these types of things to delay the burial, to cause a desecration of the body, a spoiling of the body. However, there are halachos that sometimes allow you to delay the burial for the covet of the mace, and as well, you're not allowed to desecrate Shabbos and Yontif under Daraisa levels for sure, and this simon will discuss when you can do certain things that might be breaking a Darabanan or Amir La'akum type of Yisurim. So the Mechaber starts off and he says, Mesa Mutu Lekover, if you have a dead person that Nebuch needs to be buried on Yontif, Imhu B'Yontif Rishon, if you're dealing with the first day of Yontif, so then the Rama says, Lo Yis Asku Yisrael, a Yid is not allowed to do any Yisurim in this situation. Even if Nebuch the mace will decay and spoil and will be foul smelling, the Efshur Ba'amam, if there are no non-Jewish people available that can do this for you, so Nebuch is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos a Yontif for a dead person. However, the Rama says, Avol, and here the Mechaber picks up, Yisasku Bo Amamim, you are allowed to have non-Jewish people involved in burying on the first day of Yontif. The issues here are only on a Durabana level of Amir Li'akum, and because of Kavod HaMeis, so a din of Amir Li'akum, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do something that you can't do, doesn't apply when there's a lack of Kavod HaMeis, Kavod HaBrios, that will result. And this is true, the Mechaber tells us, Afilu Meis Bo Bayom, even if the person died that very day on Yontif. It's not like he passed away before Yontif, he died on Yontif itself. And the Rama says, these dinim were discussed in Hilchos Shabbos, Vayin Le'el and Simen Dalet Shin. We don't want to say shade, so it's called Dalet Shin, but it's Shin Dalet is the Simen 304. Now that was quite a mouthful, so let's now look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah starts off in Sifkat Aleph. The Ein Mitzvah Shel Kvura Docha Aseh Belo Saseh D'Yontif. The importance of burying a person, which is a Mitzvah Saseh, cannot be Docha, the Mitzvah Saseh that you have to observe Yontif, and the Lo Saseh is that you're not allowed to desecrate Yontif. And Aseh can only be Docha Lo Saseh, it can't be Docha Aseh and a Lo Saseh. And this is true, he says, V'gam Ayedei Kroim. You can't use Jewish people who are from Karaite descendancy, and you're not allowed to ask them to do work for you on Yontif, including burying a mace. And this is true of Afilu Naso Vikuchav Nebuch, even if a person becomes an apostate, Ovid Avodah Zarah, also you still can't ask such a person to do so, because the whole Yisraelim Heim Umetzuvim, because the bottom line is that even though they may not consider themselves Jews, they are still Jewish people. And there is a prohibition that you're not allowed to go and assist or cause a Jewish person to do an Aveira. In this situation, that would apply, because even though they don't think of themselves as Jewish, they are in fact Jewish. The issue footnote number one brings down, the same thing would apply Legabi Mumar, a person who doesn't believe, he doesn't necessarily have converted, he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't believe in Yiddishkeit, and he's a Mumar, he's an apostate in terms of religious observance. Sha'as Shalomala, you're not allowed to tell even such a person that he should do a malacha for you on Shabbos Yontif because of Lifnei Iver. So even though he doesn't care, he's more than happy to, that doesn't give you the right to go and ask him to do something for you on Yontif that you're not allowed to do yourself. Sifkat and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is true, Nebuch, that you're not allowed to have any sort of a Jewish person do this for you. Only a non-Jewish person can do this for you, even if the mace Nebuch will decay, will spoil, will be masriach, will be foul-smelling. For example, Kagom Shemunach Merv Yontif, the person died, let's say, Erev Yontif. Oshu Yemosacham, or it's during the hot summer days when the mace will unfortunately decay and be foul-smelling very, very quickly. And he says this is especially true even Afilu Hoye Yontif Rishon Erev Shabbos, even if the first day of Yontif is Erev Shabbos. And therefore, you can't bury him on Friday. You can't bury him on Shabbos. And then Yom Rishon, Shad Yom Rishon, Efshul Lekavro, because of Yontif and Shabbos. And Sunday is their holiday. And therefore, they don't allow burials on Sunday. And the Goyim do not allow the cemeteries to be open. They don't work on Sunday. So in this situation, the mace is never going to be around Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday, even here. It's not going to be buried till Monday. Even in this situation, if there are no non-Jews around to deal with the burial, you still can't have a Jewish person bury him on either Friday, Yontif, or of course on Shabbos. But Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel, you are allowed to have non-Jewish people do this. Avo Yisasku Bo Avomim. You can have non-Jewish people help you. The Imchol Yom Tov Rishon Be'erev Shabbos. If Yom Tov Rishon is on Friday, Erev Shabbos, Ubeis HaKvar is Rochok Mino Yer, Yosem Mimahalach Yom, and the cemetery is very far away, more than in those days, a trip of 1 day. So today, with cars, it's usually not going to be the problem, but in those days, you're going by either horse or buggy or walking, so it could be that the cemetery was quite far away, and they wouldn't be able to get to it before Shabbos. Lo Yagiyo Akam Shom Ad L'mochab Yom HaShabbos, and the non-Jewish people will only get there on Shabbos and do the actual burial on Shabbos, then it would be even also for them. We'll learn this in Sif Gimel. What should you do in this situation? Elo yikberu ayde akum biiro. You bury him not in his final resting place, but you bury him in that city with the goyim doing this on Friday Yontif. Well, the acher Shabbos, and after Shabbos is over, you dig him up, yotziyuhu, you take him out of the grave, the temporary grave, yolichu levesekors, then you can bring him to the permanent grave site. Or yanichuhu ba'aron, or you can leave him inside the casket in the aron, b'yachmiru b'chemor uvazefes, and you can insulate him, cover him up with all sorts of materials such as pitch and tar via the guy, al yidei akam. You can't do this, he can do this. Kidei shlo yehi recho nodev. So this way, any foul smell will be kept inside the casket. You're sealing it off, so to say, and this way it will not be a denigration of the mace by having its foul smell apparent to everybody. And what do you do in this situation? Again, after Shabbos, lachar Shabbos, you take him out to the gravesite, to the cemetery, and you bury him then. Mishbura points out from the Ramah, you go look in Simeon Dalet Shin, in Hilchot Shabbos, and Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel. Dalet tells us, Linyan Avodim, it says, what about asking a servant to go and do this on your behalf? Imas Askim Aydam, can a servant do this on your behalf? So let's look in Dirshu footnote number 3, which is found in the back. And Dirshu footnote number 3 talks about that if this is an Eved that hasn't done Mila and Tfila and hasn't accepted upon himself the Hanhagos of being an Eved Kanani, so in this situation, even though he's accepted upon himself the mitzvah Sheva B'nei Noach, the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, you still aren't allowed to ask him to do this. He also is not called a total guy in this regard that you can ask him to take care of the needs of the mace in this situation. Eino nechshav kinochri is still not considered like a non-Jewish person. However, if the Eved has not accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, so then that's already a machlokes. Some say yes, some say no. I am the rest of this footnote for the details of who says what. Finally, Dirshu footnote number 2 brings down, Kiven she'ein shlichus l'nochri. How come a goy is allowed to do this? Because we have a concept over here that there is no idea that a nochri can act on your behalf as a shaliach. And here, interestingly enough, this very interesting idea, he brings down that the mitzvah of kvura is not for you to actually go and bury him. It's to make sure that he goes and gets buried. And therefore, since in this situation, it's not your mitzvah to do so, if the guy goes and does it, he's not doing your mitzvah for you. He's just making sure that the mace is buried. And once the mace is buried, yesod ha-mitzvah, eino etzem ma'isak v'ura, the mitzvah isn't the burial, it's to make sure that he is buried. It's the outcome. And therefore, kishedoeg yisrael, shia ha-mace kavur, as long as you're interested in making sure that the mace is buried, you're mekayim the mitzvah. But you don't actually have to do the burial. As long as the burial is taken care of, so then in this situation, you are fulfilling what needs to be done. It's not a mitzvah to bury him, it's a mitzvah to see that he is buried. And therefore, based upon this, very interesting outcome. Mitam zet. If nizgala hames la'achar shenikbar, if nebuch, there's a flood or something like that, and the mace comes up, you can't say, well, we buried him, so we have putter from burying him again. No, the mitzvah is that he should be buried. So if something causes him to become unburied, so then you can't say, I did the mitzvah already, you have to go and rebury him. And this brought down the Sheilas HaTshuvos Beis Yitzchak. Shechayavim likbar mace shehizgala, that if a mace becomes unburied, it becomes the grave somehow gets dug up, or it's washed up, whatever, then you have to go bury him again. Furthermore, likbar biyom tov rishon ayde nachri aver meyavar emes. If to ask the non-Jewish person to go bury a limb of a person after the rest of the body has been buried, so Rav Azaz Atzal, the Shevet Alevi says that is osur. Shalva pishim avur betosus yontiv sheyesh chiyav likbar kol kizayis meyames. Even though there's an obligation to bury this, this is not, however, shemutur hadover biyontiv. You can't do this on yontiv. Likewise, he brings down from Rav Azaz Atzal that you're not allowed to bury a Mechal Shabbos who does so b'vahetzia on Yom Tov Rishon or even on Yom Tov Sheni. And in addition, he brings down the din that if Nebuchadnezzar, it's a Tamu Chokam that's being buried on the first day of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do a Hespedim. He brings down a Machlokis not hespedim. What about just to be lidrosh befonav below hesped or b'chi, just to go and stimulate people to go and cry and be sad without doing a hesped? He says that's ready a machlokis. Can you do that or not? Now we go back to Mechaber. Mechaber writes, "Va'afilu im yicholin lahashos ad lemochash leisriach." Even if the base will not spoil, he won't start to smell if you don't bury him on Yontif, you're still allowed to. Mr. Buris Sivkoin Hay says, look in the Bir Halacha, and if you look in the Bir Halacha, there's a long Bir Halacha, he brings down the opinion of the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, who says, the B'mokum she'ein minog, if there is no minog to go and bury via the non-Jewish person, yesh lahachmir, you should be machmir, v'lochish l'ravosu, and be concerned about the opinion that says, the lo shar b'yom tevishun afilu ayidei amamim, not to bury even via non-Jewish people. And the Bir Halacha goes through a whole discussion. The Chofetz Chaim goes through opinions that disagree with the Yamshel Shlomo. And he concludes that where the Yamshel Shlomo opinion has not come into effect, so then you don't have to follow it. And many places do bury, especially in Hasidic communities, they do bury on Yom Tov Rishon via non-Jewish people. But as we'll learn, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal, Igros Moshe, brings down that in the communities where Rav Moshe was, in the Litvish communities, in most communities nowadays that aren't Hasidish, so they usually don't bury on either the first day of Yom Tov or on the second day of Yom Tov. And the reasons behind this are either because we have refrigeration nowadays, and also because people Nebuch in our communities don't listen to the Rabbanim. And if the Rabbanim say you can do this but you can't do that, so they may not listen, and therefore Moshe passes, because we have refrigeration, it's better to bury on the weekday and not desecrate Yom Tov via non-Jewish people or even via Jewish people where it's allowed on Yom Tov Sheni, as we will in Mitzvah Hashem learn. The Mechaber continues and writes, "Bechol zeh basias," and the Ramah adds the words kever. This that we said, you're not allowed to go and do it except to a non-Jewish person on Yom Tov Rishon, is when you're talking about digging the grave, asias kever, or making the aron, making the casket itself, or the zachrichon, or the burial shrouds. However, avol lahabisho, but just to put on the burial shrouds that are already made, ulachamim lomayim lataro, and to heat up water to go and wash off the body to do a tahara. Ulotzio, ulusumo bekever, and to take him out of whatever room he's in, and to go put him inside the actual grave itself without digging the grave, that would be mutar ayidei Yisrael. Even Yisrael is allowed to do this because this doesn't involve any Yisrum deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah at Sivkot and Vav explains, Sheheim melochos gemuros b'deraisa. The actual digging of the grave, the making of the coffin, the making of the shrouds are all Yisrum deraisa, and you're not allowed to do Nisr deraisa for kavod emes. V'adin de'osu l'chatech b'yatzmo beged pishton. He likewise can't cut up the burial shrouds. They have to be made out of pishton, out of flax. And Deir Shu, footnote number 4, brings down a very important Rambam, where he says, "Big day hatachrichim nasim mipishtan," that they're made from pishtan, of which the Piskei Tshuva comments, and he says, in the name of the Yalku Ruveni, "Shiyesh belevishas pishtan," specifically putting in the mace in a garment, a shroud of pishtan, without anything else mixed in, pure pishtan, sod gadol, it's a very deep secret, the gorim bekach, and by using such shrouds, Shekol Kategor Nefachos Negra, every prosecuting angel will become a defense attorney, a defense angel for this person. So this ancient Jewish custom of burying in burial shrouds made of pishtun is a very important, deep Kabbalistic idea that we should follow. But you can't cut this up on Yom Tov Rishon. Bein ma shechotrim b'midah min hachaticha dolo, whether you're taking from a large piece and cutting it to a specific size of pishtun, or ma shechotrim l'chatichos kitanos, k'dir l'tof from achakach yachek k'dir shosim v'veged, or to take smaller pieces and cut them up so that you can now tie it all together. You're not allowed to do any of this because this is an Issa D'Raisa. The kol zehu b'chlal mechatech. This is all included in the Issa D'Raisa of mechatech. That's brought down in the Chochos Adam. The issue foot number 5 says it may not be fully an Issa D'Raisa in some situations, even when it's not mechatech. Nevertheless, in this situation, shim korea amanas litvor, you're tearing it over here in the purpose of sewing it, so then, therefore, it is considered a itzer of significance and possibly an itzer d'oraisa, and therefore, you don't do it. Furthermore, the Mishmur says, chosua poskim, dafilu imyesh eze chafiru b'vesa kvaru she'ef shol nichosham ad acha yontif, even if there was a burial place that you could go and put him into until after yontif. Oh, if you look ever gone, Murach Sheino Shalo, Vitzdarich Lefanoso, even if there was a grave there that wasn't his, and you can put him in there and bury him and then take him out afterwards. Mutu Lachbar Biyontiv Aide Amam. Even if you have these other graves available, you're still allowed to ask a non Jewish person to go dig the grave for him. Shane said, cover the mace, the Talta lets Mosov Lefanoso, because it's not covered in mace to bury him in one place that's already open and then have to dig him up afterwards and rebury him. That's not considered a proper thing. The issue foot number 6 explains, Mimesh Hamase Misyore Shakurim Lulavolo Din. The Shach brings down that this is something that we don't do. It somehow terrifies the Neshama of the mace that he thinks he's being called to judgment. Likewise, he brings down another reason, because this is is going to cause nivul ha-meis. He brings us down to the shaila shuvas chacham tzvi sheish lesor leposcho gam mishum shegarmin bekach l'nivul ha-meis. You don't rebury a person unless you absolutely have to. Then it says sivkot and zayin. The mishmar says v'sachrichim mikol makom imef shulikach tachrichim uchonim me'echad. If there are already prepared burial shrouds, that you don't have to make them from scratch, then lefi erech midasu, and they fit him, bevadi ein osim afilu ayde amam. Then you shouldn't have a non-Jewish person do this when you have tachrichim that you can just adjust a little bit. That's preferable. Sivkot and ches avol habisho. You'll have to go and dress him. Sheino elo tiltul biyamul. That's only tiltul ames, which is only a muktzah question that you'll have to do for covered ames. And sivkot and tes, you can heat up the water. Dein bechol ze isur deraisa. There's no isur deraisa in heating up water on yontif. Why? The mitoch shehutra havara letzarech ochel nefesh. Since you're allowed to heat up a glass of water for a cup of coffee, hutra na mishal letzarech. So therefore, it's also permitted to heat it up not letzarech ochel nefesh. Vuadim botzor. And the same thing applies to letzor. The issue foot number 7 says, however, to go and light a candle for the covered of the mace, so that already, he says, nira shemutul yisrol adliko biyomtiv miner acher. You could light from another candle that's already lit, kishem shehutul lechame mayim avotaroso, because just like you can use water that's heated up, so too you can use this candle that's already lit from someplace else. However, Shlomo Zalman, that's how brings down that the two aren't comparable. He says, heating up the water is something that is necessary for the taros mace, but lighting the candle is for more the covered of the mace, and therefore it may not be allowed. Mishmur continues to say the same thing applies in terms of carrying him outside. Who had him both saw? Just like you can carry for Ochel Nefesh, you can carry here as well. Even according to opinion says that it has to be at least a Tzorach Yontif somewhat, otherwise it's a Daraisa to carry him. So since here there's a little bit of a need, it's a little bit of a mitzvah, the Zila be Milsilis Aske Akum Mitaras Ochel Yagada, because it's really a pasnish, it's not proper to have the non-Jewish people take care of everything. So therefore, Shari Bishum Kvadim Mace. You're allowed to do this because of Kvadim Mace. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud says you can go take him outside, pierce the cover to bury him in an already existing grave. However, I will tell him to Loris, but to take him off from the bed and put him on the floor, commotion or him take him lachamisa, like it's the custom to do after the person dies, because they'll get very hot in the bed. Lo shari rak aide kikarvitino. Then you have to use the methodology we brought down previously, because he's muktza, so to put a loaf of bread or a child on him, and this way you're moving him because of the child or the loaf of bread, Ukumabu Shabbos, like we discussed in Hilchos Shabbos. The tiltul zeh eino tzorech kfura, because this tiltul here is not for the kfura, it's really for the mace itself, and therefore you can't do this other than through this legal loophole. And if in fact you don't need to do this, the mace won't spoil in the bed, then you shouldn't do it, as brought down in Dershu foot number 9. Likewise, if he dies right before the end of Shabbos, he shouldn't do this as well, because nothing will happen during that short period of time. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Aleph, he says, Abo l'chasoso achakach be'ofer lo shori l'kuliyaba rakidei amon m'dikto. Close the grave afterwards, that must be done by the non-Jewish person. You can put him in the grave if it's already dug, but you can't close it. The milui guma havi kabona, because filling this dirt in is an issur d'oraisa of bona. Issue foot number 10 questions this and brings various terutzim ayin sham. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Beis tells us, u'mikol mokom l'lavo schutz l'tchum, to go outside the tchum to carry him to a grave, osur. You're not allowed to do this, even though after Tchumim Gamkin Elam of the Rabbanim, since according to most opinions, Tchum is only the Rabbanim, you might have thought you could do this. So we see you're not allowed to do this. Kidla Kamin said, Vavul, we'll learn over there. Vishwami is born, say, why not? Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Vadad, the Avsha Machaber, Hetik, Lasiv, Zebelo, Plukta. Even the Machaber quoted this all without any Bali Machlokes. Yesh Kamin Shon Shachok Bazeh. He says, there are those that disagree with this. From the Lohi Tiri Chachom, Yisrael Bazeh, Shum Dover. The Jew shouldn't do anything over here because Kivan the so tzrichet on l'akum l'ikar esek asvur, because the akum is going to do so many things, so let him do this as well. Yasagam shor dvarim v'chein hu das radvaz b'tshuva. This is the pasak psak of the radvaz v'cheinot agam ki das agrob b'viyor, the Vilna Gaon as well. If you want to rely upon the lenient opinion of Shulchan Aruch, you can. Yesh kama post get on the mishita too, because they also agree with this. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, or when you're going to do the taro, the person, you should use straw and have the person lying on some sort of leather, an or, oneser, or on a board, but not on sheets, because you may come, he brings out from the Truma suggestion to go and squeeze those sheets out. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel tells us, do the taro while he's lying on some sort of an or, oneser, or a beam, not on clothing. How should you wash him? You should wash him with straw, with the biyado, or with your hands, but not with cloth material. Sivkot Yudali Mishbur says, Apple gav the Mishor Shishore also b'mayim Yeshua Mishum Kibus. What about as soon as you wash him, that's going to be kibus on the garment? Ukidel b'simin shin beis. Below have you lay limko chashash the schiro shachak schita d'achakach. Why worry about schita? You should be worried about washing. He says, no. Since he's a new garment, Yeshua Mishum, the Mistam Rochot and Ames Mistidim Nakiyim, you're washing him with brand new garments, ulavadim, that are white and clean, ulahabi poskim lower minim is there, shiriyaso zukibusu. That's not a problem of cleaning. Kidel simin shin beis, if tests as we learn in the Hilchot Shabbos. Abu Mishum Schita Yeshka, but still there is a problem problem with squeezing. Especially if you wash it, it's going to be filled and dirty. Like this, you're certainly going to squeeze it out through kibbutz gomer. That would be kibbutz, and that would be a problem. With this, we conclude today's shiur.